Once upon a time, there were two beautiful kittens, Itty the kitty and Bitty the kitticorn. They loved to sing, dance, eat tuna, and especially go on adventures. In fact, they're on an adventure right now.
Itty Bitty,
Itty Bitty,
Itty and Bitty,
Itty and Bitty,
Kitty Tails,
Kitty Tails.
I hope you enjoy episode 4 of Itty and Bitty Kitty Tales. Itty goes to the moon. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off! Bitty blasts off into space in her shiny spaceship made out of pure gold. She would be the first cat in space. She would eat pizza. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. It all started a few months ago when Itty first saw the episode, First Cat in Space Eats Pizza. She was rapt. I'm rapt in the tale of the brave cat who fights against the rats. I want to be that. Well, after the episode stopped, her longing to go into space dwindled slightly. But then, oh, Bitty, look! There is a new space museum. If you go and put your number in a raffle, then you might get to go spend the day with an astronaut and go through astronaut training. And then if you're lucky, you might get to go to space. Well, you guessed it. Itty and Bitty were super excited, so they went to the new space museum. And yes, they put their numbers on a card. I hope I win, said Itty. So do I, said Bitty. It would be so much fun to go together. Yes, said Itty. She crossed her whiskers. Please be 142, please be 142, please be 142. The caller called out the number.
And the number is 197. The person with the number 197 gets a free trip for a day with an astronaut and possibly a space career.
Oh, said Itty. I wanted that to be me. And she held back some tears. She groaned. Suddenly someone from the back of the crowd spoke up. Hey, that's my number. What did you say I was signed up for?
A day with an astronaut, said the caller.
Wait, I don't want to be an astronaut, said the person. Read you the number. I don't want to do this.
Fine, said the caller. And the number is...
Itty closed her eyes. It wouldn't be her.
142!
Called the caller. Itty opened her eyes. She had won! Bitty was shaking her shoulders. Itty, you won! I can't believe it! Bitty was crying with happiness. Yay, she said. Will you come with me? She said to Bitty. Absolutely. Meow. This is going to be so much fun. Well, a few days later, Itty and Bitty showed up at the Space Museum. Hello, said the astronaut. She was a big fox with beautiful red fur. Are you the lucky winner? Yes, said Itty. And this is my friend, Bitty.
Why, hello, Itty and Bitty, said the astronaut. I'm so glad that you're here. We're going to have a fantastic time. First, you're going to go through some of the training, and then we're going to have the astronaut test. If you win, you could go to space.
Oh, yay, said Itty. So, she
She and Biddy spent the morning going through all the astronaut training. First, they went through the high spinner anti-gravity thing. Oh, I'm really dizzy, said Biddy. I'm not, said Itty. Let's go again. Next, they worked on copying a rhythm of buttons being pressed. Beep, 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 beep. Itty pressed. Beep, 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 beep. But Biddy went, burr, 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 burr. Nice try, said the astronaut. But Itty, you're a natural. Thanks, said Itty. Well, it was almost time for the test. I'm so excited, said Itty. Will you still remember me if you're a famous astronaut? I could never forget you, said Itty. I might just not forget you in space. That didn't make Biddy feel any better. Okay, she said. Well, when Itty took the test, she got everything perfect. Well, said the fox astronaut, you are going to space tomorrow. Tomorrow? Said Itty. Oh, Biddy, did you hear that? Yes, said Biddy. Can I come with you? I'm sorry, said the astronaut. It is one passenger allowed, and you didn't pass the test. So, I apologize, but you cannot come. Biddy's eyes filled with tears. Well, goodbye. Itty was rushed away to have pictures taken of her. I'm going to be an astronaut, she said. But she didn't see Biddy's face. Biddy was crying. Thank you for listening. Now, we will get back to the story in a few minutes. Thank you. Do you like Itty and Biddy stories? For more adventures where Itty and Biddy go on fantastic missions and excursions, subscribe by listening to it in the car to Itty and Biddy Kitty Tales. Thank you. Now, let's get back to the story. Itty had just been accepted to become an astronaut and go to space, but Biddy couldn't come. Itty wasn't paying any attention to how Biddy was feeling. So what's going to happen next? The next day, Itty was all ready to fly off into space. Are you ready for the countdown? Said the astronaut. Yes, said Itty. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off! The ship blasted off into space. Itty happily waved goodbye to Biddy as she flew off. Goodbye, goodbye, she called. Goodbye. The faint voice of Biddy came echoing back from the earth. Itty flew for a few hours until burp, 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 burp. A planet is approaching, a planet is approaching, a planet is approaching. Itty pressed the button she had been trained to. The beeping stopped. Time for the landing, said the mechanical voice. Okay. Down they went, on to a planet. Hello? Hello, said Itty. Itty was a little scared. The planet was dark. She was alone. Like she thought she was alone, suddenly a voice said, Hello, stranger. Ah! Why are you screaming? I am not scary. Out from behind a bush, a little creature stepped out. The creature had big fluffy hair, 2 giant feet, a huge nose, and very short arms. Though the creature was strange, it wasn't scary. Oh, Hello, said Itty. How are you doing?
Fine, said the creature. But why are you here?
I am here. Well, 'cause I love space.
But why are you here alone?
Well, I had the opportunity to go, and I thought it would be amazing.
But what about your friend?
This was kind of creepy. The creature knew exactly what was going on. Well, she didn't want to come, did she?
Well, she did, said the creature solemnly. She wanted to come. She wanted to be with you.
Oh.
Go back home, said the creature. Go. Tell her you are sorry. Go on an adventure together. You might eat pizza.
Yes. Well, thank you. I didn't realize that she was hurt. I thought it would be fun to go to space, but I didn't think about her feelings.
Yes, you have thought now. So go, said the creature. Go, depart, deshadeet, whatever you want. Just go apologize.
Okay. And so Itty blasted back off into space. Here she comes, said the astronaut. Hi. Thank you for this opportunity, Itty announced over a loudspeaker. But I have learned from a very nice alien that friendship is more important than going to space if it hurts the friend's feelings. So that is a good lesson for everybody, like in Aesop's fable. Do not go to space if it hurts your friend's feelings. Thank you. Itty ran to Biddy's house as fast as she could. Biddy, Biddy, she called. Biddy stepped outside. Itty? Why are you back? I thought you were going to go live in space. No, I missed you, and I'm sorry, Biddy. They ran and hugged each other. Let's just both stay on Earth from now on. Sounds like a plan. The end.
Oh, and the moral of the story is don't go to space if it hurts your friend's feelings.
Itty bitty.
Itty bitty.
Itty and bitty.
Itty and bitty.
Kitty tails.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Itty and Bitty Kitty Tales. Thank you for listening.